Hi, everybody. I'm Deacon Dave.
And Layperson Lisa.
Welcome to the Deacon Dave and Layperson Lisa show. And we are on to episode 17 of the
Be Healed
by Bob Schutz.
Yes.
Okay, so Lisa, the anatomy of a wound starts in the center with the wound. Okay, then that wound is surrounded by beliefs, right? Mm-hmm. And then inner vows we make that give us the illusion of control associated with those beliefs.
So that's why God said in Matthew not to make any vows. Instead, submit to God's will in humility. Anything else is prideful arrogance.
Yeah. I mean, when we really want something, it's really hard, right, to submit to God's will in humility, right? But we've got to make use of the sacraments as a source of grace and of strength in our lives.
And we must remember that we can do nothing good without the help of God.
Yeah, so we can make inner vows that appear to be good, like we talked about in the last episode, right? Because the outcomes are an improvement over what we experienced in our own life. The difference is the negative connotations surrounding the vows, which are completely different than a positive outlook.
And we have to be sure our inner vows are not from fear or judgment or pride.
And how often is that exactly what
they are. Yeah,
and there's a lot of expectation associated with that, either on someone else or on God, that somebody's not doing what they're supposed to be doing, and so I'm going to do what I know is right. And that's not necessarily what God is calling us to, right?
Do you think it also could prevent people from doing things because of
sure.
fear?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So there's a lot of this, all of these things can work in any of a number of ways, right?
Yeah.
And so, and usually you're missing the fruit, right? That should be associated with an action that comes from God in all of these, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because the reality of it is the basis for our action should never be rooted in our wounds. Instead, they should be in the soil of the love of God. And I think
tilled in intimacy with him.
Ooh, tilled in intimacy. Nice little tie in there, layperson Lisa. So, what we wanted to do is talk a little bit about the Paschal mystery at this point, okay? There's a subtle difference in how this plays out because one is directed towards God, where the other is directed towards self, okay? And so there's an important point here that we need to make, okay? So the Paschal mystery, right, is the life, death, life, passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus, okay? So in our own life, we have things that we are struggling with, right? That could say, hey, we're on the cross, we're going through a passion. Or there could be a death in our life of some sort or a struggle, and we're in the tomb.
Mm-hmm.
And these things, properly ordered, should be redeemed by the love and the grace of God who died on the cross for us.
And allows us to resurrect.
Right. But but so often, like you said, we either bury these things, we hide them, we avoid them, we try to deal with them on our own. And all of this is going to come up short with regards to bringing real and authentic healing into our hearts and into our lives. And so, you know, once again, you've got to let Jesus do the tilling.
Yes.
So if you're going to bury something, you have to let him enter into that tomb.
Mm-hmm.
And to
help you out
so that you can be resurrected. We do retreats all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And this is universally a major problem, right? I've got people that have been holding on to things or struggling with things, with relationships with their families, their parents, whatever it is, for 30, 40, 50, 60 years. You need to invite Jesus into it.
Mm-hmm.
Spiritual mentor. Key point here is okay, do we all recognize that we've been trying to do this and suffering with this for this long? And it's like, because it's been that way for so long, they don't know what to do. And they just keep going back to the hurt.
Yeah.
Or they keep expecting that it's going to change and it never changes. So they live in a world of expectation instead of going, okay, Jesus wants to turn them around and go, look, if you want to be resurrected from this, you need to keep your eyes on me. And that resurrection doesn't mean that you're going to get your way. That resurrection doesn't mean that someone else is going to change the way they act. That resurrection doesn't mean that the situation is going to have a different outcome. That resurrection means that your eyes are on me and that you're going to keep them on me. And as a result of all of this stuff, you're going to be able to walk through this and you're going to be able to love me and see my love and know that your identity is found in that and not what a parent is saying to you or not how you're being treated or not by a situation, which is so often this whole book is where you want to take your identity from. And God just wants to turn it around and say, you want the Paschal mystery? Find your identity in me. Let me resurrect it, whatever it is. Lisa.
Preach it.
Okay, I'm Deacon Dave.
Later than Lisa.
See you later.
Bye.